This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, pizza meals, cheese crust pizza, and failed to mention news with Jeff Oskey. It's coming up right after this.
Hi, it's me. Rock and roll icon Chuck Berry. Everybody knows that me and my music are as American as hot dogs and apple pie. I love apple pie. And well, nobody loves hot dog more than me. Especially with lots of mustard. But not that nasty, cheap stadium mustard. No way. Chuck Berry likes that fancy-smelling French mustard. You know, that gray poupon mustard. Oh. So, when Bob and Tom Fragrances asked me to come up with a Chuck Berry rock and roll tribute perfume for the ladies, I created a scent that reminded me of my favorite thing.
Uh-huh.
I call it Poupon Chuck Berry.
Poupon Chuck Berry from Bob and Tom Fragrances, the same people who brought you Chanel No. 2. It comes from down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, and there's nothing like it.
Poupon Chuck Berry. Ladies, you're going to love it.
Oh, yeah.
I know I sure do.
Look for Poupon Chuck Berry in the bright yellow plastic squeeze bottle and squirt some all over your lady today.
Yeah, that's the stuff.
Chuck, will you give me a kiss?
Oh, I can't kiss you, baby. Oh. You smell like mustard. Now go wash yourself off.
Oh.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Chick McGee out today. We love you, buddy. He's fine, but can you blame him? Really?
No.
Just one day.
Mental health day.
Ace Cosby.
Bankrolled, baby.
Bankrolled.
Pizzas.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We'll get to that in a second. There's Willie Griswold.
Hey, buddy.
I'm Josh Arnold at the IHateStevenSinger.com sidekick chair. Tommy, you did offer to bankroll Ace's new endeavor.
Yeah, did.
Set it out.
Now, Ace, give me the parameters of this excursion into the world of pizza.
Every meal will have pizza.
Every meal, not just once a day.
No.
You said
it'll have breakfast pizza.
Breakfast pizza, lunch pizza.
It'll have pizza, so there can be sides, though, if you'd like.
Yeah, might mix in a salad.
Okay.
Mix in a salad, eh?
Yeah, your doctor on the phone. So you're going to do frozen pizzas, and you're going to do takeout pizzas.
Thanks to you, yes.
Okay, I'll bankroll. This will be interesting. But you got to, here's the thing. You've got to rate them.
Okay.
We'll come up with a scale, and you can go from there. And this is all we're launching on. We're talking about this because there is a pizza delivery place in Philadelphia where they have actual pizza ovens, and they cook the pizzas. They finish cooking them actually in the vehicle.
Right.
Now, let me hear. Here's my new idea.
Okay.
Could you do the equivalent of a ice cream truck? You know, like Uncle Marty with the music playing and the.
I don't trust this Uncle Marty, but you sure?
When I was a kid, it was called
Who's
Uncle Marty's.
Uncle Marty.
You don't want to know.
Uncle Marty, it was an ice cream. They had the, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da music, and they would drive around, and you could go get ice cream bars, and it'd be great. A whole neighborhood would run out of their houses.
Hey, kid, you ever seen a crawl space?
Hey, Marty.
That's not the point.
I'm everybody's uncle.
Could you do that with this truck with pizza? You have slices. You run down the things running down the street.
It's called a food truck.
No, but you don't park.
I see. So yeah, it goes to the neighborhood.
Instead of parking at Ace, you're driving through the neighborhood, and hey, the pizza guy's here.
Why not a truck where you can get a pizza slice, maybe a hot dog or a corn dog, right?
Yeah.
I'm kind of combining the ideas here. What if it's like a waffle cone situation, but the waffle is the pizza crust?
Oh.
And then inside is pepperoni and cheese.
So like a pizza hand roll.
Exactly.
Do they make that?
I don't know if they do, but we got to get someone on this.
Does someone make pizza on a stick?
Yes, I saw it at a fair.
No kidding.
Yes.
Pizza on a stick.
And it was quite literally a slice of pizza jammed with a stick jammed in. And then I saw another one, though. It was like roll. It looked like a corn dog. It was a roll on a stick, too.
Could you do one like a push-up? Where it had like the center of a toilet paper roll, but you'd push up and the pasta and the
a spaghetti
on a stick. Hey, this is a great idea.
You know,
you're going to see this and thank me.
On the stick stuff at the fair, I mean, have some respect. I can't believe they're buying pizza and the stick. I'm just judging them as I eat my barbecue loaded mac and cheese with a Philly cheese drizzle. So much better.
Here's my idea. You're just on the street. Maybe you're inside your house and you're watching TV, and then you hear from the outside.
When the moon hits.
Oh, the pizza guy's driving by.
Oh, pizza truck's
here.
That's the fun of me.
Pause the movie.
When the world seems to shine like you.
In slow motion, the fattest kids you've ever seen. Bursting out of their doors.
And it would have to be slow motion, you're right.
The truck, they miss it every time.
A couple of them are shirtless. Yeah. You know, man boobs are flopping.
They're bouncing like they're in Baywatch.
Yeah, like Baywatch. So happy. One kid drops his quarters, he has to stop and pick them up. Leave me!
Now here's something I don't get. I was at Universal Studios last week. Which was great. And you've been there, right, Josh?
Yes.
Did you find it surprising, by the way, three of the major rides, once you got to the head of the line, you had to walk up three or four flights of stairs?
Yes, you're right.
Disney doesn't have stairs anywhere.
They must have had, and they're cool because they're like part of the theme.
Yeah,
must have alternative entrances.
Like, there's elevators for those that are that need chairs, et cetera, et cetera. But I saw something, this is a thing I've seen at the State Fair and other places. I just don't get it. I know my daughter Lucy did this at the State Fair this year, which is getting one of those giant turkey legs.
Yeah,
they're fun.
I love that.
Yeah, but it's so you're getting your hands all greasy.
It's great.
It's
like Henry VIII out there.
Yeah, it just seems like a weird thing to have. It's not that portable.
They do that at Disney World too.
Incredibly
cool.
It's got its own handle.
Yeah, it defines portable.
Yeah. You get your lips all greasy and
sure.
Give me a hot dog.
They have
eat a hot dog and let these people be.
I'm letting him be. I'm just saying I don't get it.
You forget how tendony a turkey leg is, though. There are some
How much of that's going to waste anyway?
But they're usually smoked to perfection.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay. Well,
I got one of those at like an EDM festival one time in Colorado. Like it was in this little mountain town, but it was like a music festival, but they got the regular kind of fair food suppliers.
They had turkey legs.
So I'm like listening to a DJ. My buddies were dancing around with their shirts off, and I was eating a turkey leg like a king, watching my peons entertain me.
Dunking it into your lean.
Hey, this one tastes like LSD. Well, that's why we're here.
It's good. It's all protein, so you don't feel like total crap after you eat it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would never have thought that would have worked, but obviously it does, and more power to you if you're eating them.
well, thank you. We turned them around.
Yeah, I just don't get it. I mean, a lot of things I don't get, but...
Now you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring.
No fuss, no mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff.
Factormeals.com/BobandTom50 and use the code BobandTom50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That code is BobandTom50 at Factormeals.com/BobandTom50. Get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Well, speaking of food, Papa John's is flipping pizza on its head, literally.
How so?
Well, Josh, they're putting the cheese on the bottom of the crust.
Well, this is madness.
The chain said that in addition to traditional toppings, its new crispy parm pizza features a blend of shredded Parmesan Romano cheeses underneath its crispy thin crust.
So is it, I mean, is it gooey?
Yeah, how do you handle it?
Or can you still pick
it up? No, it's crispy.
Huh.
Okay.
It's inside the crust, I guess. Underneath the crust.
I saw the commercial for this last night. It looks insanely good.
Are they open yet? Because we could order one.
Did it look like it was a thin layer of crust, this cheese, and then crust?
No, it was just cheese purely on the bottom.
Fascinating.
So that's my question. Is it going to be like pizza cheese and be gooey on the bottom?
No, it's going to be crispy.
So they kind of fried it or something?
Huh. How do you cook that? The oven needs cleaning again.
By the way, this is currently available for only a limited time, and it's ahead of National Pizza Day, which is headed our way on the 9th.
And by the way, I'm often critical of Washington, D.C., and all the money they piss away, and all the time they waste arguing with each other and looking for documents on both sides. But the fact that they've declared National Pizza Day, God bless America. Finally, Congress is doing something that's right.
Do you think they showed that on C-SPAN?
I hope so.
Yes. Give us the other side.
They were all in attendance and paying attention.
And then we could see who voted against it.
Oh.
And get them out of there.
Yeah. Go back where you came from, pizza hater.
Just add some hearing. On January 12, 2012, you voted against National Pizza Day.
Yeah. Would you like to explain yourself? I don't really care for it.
During the presidential debates. We understand, Senator, that you voted against National Pizza Day while taking massive bribes from the Chinese.
Yeah. Oh. You were fine with Egg Roll Day, weren't you?
Uh-huh. So they have stuffed crust, and now they have... Well, I've got to try one of these.
I'm going to try one of these, too. It sounds
great.
I'm a
big fan of Papa John's.
Me too. I'm a big Papa John's.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a... Wait a minute. It's sort of like a reverse grilled cheese sandwich.
Yes.
Conceptually, if you have the cheese, the bread, and then the cheese, would it have to be the kind of cheese you could crisp up?
It sounds like
it is. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It's Parmesan, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That Parmesan crusted, that's a, yeah.
No, it's my understanding, this particular, I've been reading about this particular pizza, you can either get a pepperoni or Lipitor right there on the...
I don't know, you can't really see, but it just looks like a regular pizza crust. It just has like a...
But it's cheese.
Yeah.
This is genius.
It'll be tried at Old Arnold Manor.
Okay. And then you know what? The crust is going to have a little layer, too. Dip it in that garlic sauce.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be terrific.
I had a friend in college that used to call him Cheese Bottom.
Oh, yeah? Because he liked this kind of pizza?
No, alternative lifestyle.
What?
Wow.
Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom News Deck. What have we missed?
A man in Florida has been accused of breaking into a restaurant and defecating on the floor.
Yeah, boy.
He was arrested after jumping naked into a nearby river.
Well, this guy's got a lot going on, huh?
Again, this is my new show, Meth or Bath Salts.
Man, oh man.
The 43-year-old suspect became known as the Pooping Perp after he allegedly broke into a Joe's Crab Shack in Fort Myers, stole several items, and evacuated his bowels on the floor before leaving.
Oh, it says Crab Shack. Uh-huh. My bad. Sorry. Sorry, everybody.
This week, police said detectives responded to the report of a naked male that jumped into the Cullahusas. I don't know how to say this river's name.
It's Cullahusas Samahibo.
Cullahusas River.
Oh, that's beautiful.
The Cullahusas River?
No, your pronunciation. I think you nailed it.
Oh, authorities recognized.
Caloosahatchee.
That's it. You're exactly right. Authorities recognized the man from their surveillance footage of the burglary at Joe's Crab Shack. You think I would know I'm going down there tomorrow. After he was taken into custody, the suspect, Mr. Nathan Long, admitted to the break-in.
Yeah, I did it.
This is the third one of these things where the burglar has, or the suspect, if you will. I love they have to call him a suspect. You know, they got him on film.
They're ridiculous.
The pooperator. Wait a minute.
Pooperator.
Yeah. Let's just go with Mad Shatter. This is the third one of these we've had in 2 weeks.
There is something going on.
My apartment in New York got robbed once, and this is what happened. The cop said this is relatively common.
For people to want to crap on your carpet?
Well, of course. Why not? My dogs have done it. No, it's just kind of an F you to the homeowner.
Yeah, deal with this too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I believe in the death penalty.
You put him right to death.
Yeah, that's the third one we've had.
I mean, there's no point there.
Do you deal with the fecal matter before you see what your stuff has been stolen, or do you have to clean that up first?
No, you got to call the police. Touch that.
Will the police clean that up?
No. No, but you have to leave it there as
evidence.
You know, why wouldn't they take some? It's DNA.
They might take a Q-tip's worth, but they're not going
to. They're really too busy to deal with. I mean, they've got other things to deal with than other than that. Now, I want to see if you recognize this song. Where was the robbery again?
In Fort Myers at Joe's Crab Shack.
Joe's Crab Shack.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever heard of let me see if you can recognize this tune. Pat, you may get this.
Yeah.
You got it yet?
Oh, you don't have it yet?
I don't.
Do you?
Yeah.
There's a crazy little shack beyond the tracks.
Remember this one?
I do.
And everybody calls it the Sugar Shack.
This is for Love Shack, baby.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a coffee house and it's made out of wood. Espresso coffee tastes mighty good.
What? Okay.
You don't remember this song?
No, that was on all the time on the oldies
station. That's not the reason why I've got to get back up to that Sugar Shack. Whoa, baby, do that Sugar Shack.
Who does this song?
Oh, this is, of course, Jimmy Gilmer.
Of course.
And the Fireballs.
The Fireballs?
Fireballs.
That's what I said. Fireballs.
Yeah, yeah. That's a fun little song. The Sugar Shack.
Espresso coffee tastes
mighty good.
What are they talking about?
That is so cotton candy.
Yes.
You can take a dump on the restaurant floor at Joe's Crab Shack.
Joe's Crab Shack.
On the Catapoochie, whatever. Just thinking about something.
Oh, what are you thinking about? What's on your mind?
Christy had that news story about in Italy. These grandparents went to court because they wanted to see their grandchildren, and then the parents wouldn't let them. It's very sad.
Sad.
But I was thinking, my first thought was, well, wait till it's time to read the will.
Yeah.
Someone's not going to be in there. But also for the kids, they're missing out. I mean, every birthday, getting that card with 50,000 lira in there.
It's euros. Now, shut up.
We have Christy Lee over
today there. Today is National Carrot Cake Day.
I am a fan of carrot cake. But
I am, too.
And you know what? I'm going to celebrate.
By getting a carrot cake.
And by enjoying this special feature.
There he is. Hey. I was wondering if he was up there. It's Jeff Oskey joining us from somewhere in the building. And that's a nice tie you've got on.
Why, thank you. I'm wearing the ducks today.
That's very nice. And Jeffrey has a full beard.
I do?
Yeah, it's kind of the Ted Kaczynski look that he sports.
That's right. Don't open your mail, everybody.
Now, what's the name of the feature?
Well, my feature is a failed to mention news. We give you a lot of the news each week here on the Bob and Tom Show, but we don't give you all the news. So what I do, I'm here to give you the news that we failed to mention.
Now, here's Jeff Oskey with what you failed to mention news.
A woman carried a bouquet of onions instead of flowers on her wedding day. What you failed to mention, my lady wants to get married. It'll be my third marriage, and I don't want it. Until I heard this, and I was like, you know what? Onions in the wedding... Dude, you put a blooming onion as a centerpiece on the wedding tables? I'll marry you. Right. I'll marry you tomorrow. We'll get a sponsorship. We'll get paid. Let's do this. A woman got married in a wedding gown made of cake. What you failed to mention, my favorite part of the ceremony was when the official announced that the groom may now eat the bride.
She's made of cake, you see.
Yeah. Thanks, Seth. No one would have figured that one out, Tom. Thanks. eBay has stopped the sale of used women's underwear. Yeah, well, you failed to mention, that's right, guys. Now you'll have to get them the old-fashioned way, snatching them from your neighbor's hamper while using their bathroom during a euchre tournament.
So specific.
Oh, that's how I get all mine.
That goes into the live stack.
Yeah, yeah. You want to get them from the hamper, though, Christine, because if they're in the dryer, they're no longer game worn.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay. Just want to underscore that. I'm trying to help them.
A school official stole over $1 million worth of wings over the past year from a school district. Well, you failed to mention, this lady's having a hard time drumming up any support.
Come on.
There. That's for Willie, old wing boy over there.
See, they're the chicken drums, Christine.
Yes. The drummies.
It's an alternate to the wing, you see.
That's correct, sir. A assistant basketball coach filled in for a missing player by impersonating a 13-year-old and wearing that player's jersey for the game. What you failed to mention, people became suspicious after the impersonator would have her teammates take a lap each time they missed a shot.
Take a lap. She was the coach.
I am loving you today, Tom.
Just trying to fill in the blanks.
Thank you, sir. There's a new online sex store where people can sell their used toys. What you failed to mention, I'm starting one where women donate their old sex toys. I'm calling it Good Dill. A shoplifter was caught trying to steal a 30-inch dildo from a sex shop. Well, you failed to mention, yeah, it's hard escaping the long dong of the law. And finally, big news in Jeff's personal life. I'm selling my truck. That's
oh, really?
Right. Gas is just too expensive. Thanks, Joe. Anyways, it has a brand new engine with a 100,000-mile warranty. What you failed to mention, I'm selling it for $18,000, or I'm willing to trade it for 3 dozen eggs. And don't try to low me. I know what I got. I'm Jeff Oskey, and this has been the news that we failed to mention.
What you failed to mention news, Jeff Oskey. That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.